Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I said NBA?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, speaking of digging deeper and wiping your butt.
What if I give you? Just get Danny back on task. Just need some emotional responses there.
It's a little Pavlovian there for sure. That is definitely my ding.
You know what? I will give... we're following this Steve Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard situation. And finally, ESPN has the guts to put a reporter on it.
I'm normally with you. There's another part of this story we'll get to.
We're here.
Pablo Torre is obviously a guy who's getting credit because he came with his first and he came with receipts. And then he also had, oh, don't worry, I've got another loaded gun over here. And then another one in the closet. And then I've got another one in that drawer over there. But, and this is what I said when this first broke. Steve Ballmer is the sixth richest man in the world. He has more money than the rest of the NBA combined and then some.
Yeah, you've been hammering that.
His legal battle defense mechanism, whatever you want to call it, can crush everyone.
Yeah, you don't even need a verdict. You'll just get so
wrapped up in everything.
Buried in money.
And Pablo Torre said it on Le Batard, like, I have to be careful because he can sue me out of a life.
Yeah.
He could wrap me up in court for the next decade. And it won't even affect Ballmer.
Mm-mm.
He can throw literally tens of millions of dollars at him legally, it's not even a drop in the bucket for him. So and this is why I think ESPN, where I would normally be like, ESPN's not even doing this. Baxter Holmes, Pablo Torre, Don Van Natta, Mike Florio, those are four of the best investigative sports journalists we have right now.
Might be the last ones we have.
And they do not come without receipts. And it is, everyone's like, well, Pablo, you know, said this. Then he followed up with a letter signed by the CFO, the CMO, the CTO, the CIO, everyone basically at Aspiration going, yeah, no, this was a sham. This wasn't anonymous sources.
Yeah, there's no reason to like stick up for Aspiration at this point.
It's like,
you know, if you're a former employee, they probably didn't make you sign NDAs on the way out. Well, they probably didn't think any of this was going to go down.
Well, even if they did, the former CEO committed a federal crime.
Right.
So that
all gets torn up.
See you later, bye.
Yeah, the new report out today is that the Clippers reportedly wired Aspiration $32.4 million on the same day Kawhi signed his $28 million. I don't know what the solution is to this. I don't know what the end game is. I'm curious to watch this, but it just keeps piling up and piling up and piling up.
And to that point, Baxter Holmes, it is a very long article.
It is very long.
And what Baxter does is he takes Pablo's information, he takes the publicly available information, and then he has sourced information from people within the Clippers.
Yeah, he's just another source.
And it's both current and former staffers who spoke on condition of anonymity, but Baxter has the credibility to go, he is not making this up. And it outlines basically everything from the time Kawhi left the Spurs until now. And the amount of, and it doesn't even really go into the Aspiration stuff as much as the circumventing of the cap, the circumvention of Kawhi's injuries and how darkly kept secrets those are, even within the Clippers. There's layers. There's people within the Clippers medical staff that have no idea what he is, who he is, like all of like, and it starts to paint a very, very, very clear picture of Uncle Dennis and Kawhi operating as basically a mafia. I used this analogy, I want to say like a week ago. and it's becoming more.
I was there.
It was. I think it's becoming more and more apt.
Sure.
They just squeeze and they squeeze and they squeeze and they squeeze and they, if, like, if you don't want it, I'm gonna go get it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna make you hurt on the way out. And that's what has happened at every single level. You know where we talked the other day? I can't believe I haven't brought this up. A listener to the show sent me the link to it. I had the question. Who has played more games percentage-wise? Deshaun Watson
you finally
or Kawhi
looked this
Leonard?
Up, yeah.
I didn't look it up. A listener did. They sent me to
okay.
I verified it.
Because you sent it to me, and I didn't know how you got there.
Oh, okay. Did I send it to you? Mm. Okay. We just didn't bring it up. Deshaun Watson has played more as a percentage. Barely.
That is insane.
Barely.
That is insane. I would have put money on it being Kawhi.
I think it was 64.4 to like 65.2%.
Because I would have put money on Kawhi.
But I knew in my head that it was going to be close.
Well, you know, payments do take five business days to process.
But it's like this. I was listening to Zach Lowe. I think it was Howard Beck was on with him. And Lowe is, you know, Lowe has significantly more connections than I do, but I've reached out to ownership and front office executives and agents and just, you know, trying to get an idea of what they think. The general consensus that I have gotten, and Zach Lowe's almost exactly the same as what I've gotten,
mm-hmm.
The Clippers are screwed. And it was, well, they might hit him. I don't think they get out of this with Kawhi Leonard on the roster. I don't think they get out of this without losing at least two first-round
draft picks. Because, see, I feel like I said that to you 2 weeks ago, and you were like, nah, they won't be able to be that hard. Bomber will fight it. But it's funny to see that tune has changed for you, mm-hmm. as just the evidence just continues to be mounting and mounting.
When it first came out, it was like, yeah, that's not good. But, like, how the smoking gun?
You're starting – because I think I want to phrase this correctly. You weren't afraid of Steve Ballmer. But you're becoming less afraid of Steve
yes.
Ballmer.
Because the preponderance of evidence, and it's not, it's more than circumstantial evidence.
Yeah.
It's not Steve Ballmer calling the Aspiration CEO and having like, this isn't Donald Sterling on a recording.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we're one step removed from it.
Like, that could come out. That could be the final.
Like, if Pablo actually does have somebody on record, oh my God.
It's over.
Well, it might not. Here's the thing. It might not just be over in the sense of they're going to get hammered with the Joe Smith thing. This is, if that existed.
It could be Ballmer out of the league.
Yes.
Yep. And there's precedent.
Like that. That's
what I've always said with this.
If there's legitimate active circumnavigation of the CBA that was this, it's not that it happened, it's that it was this thorough and this planned, because that part of it, look, the Minnesota thing, you know how they caught him, right?
Mm-hmm. I've been reading all this stuff.
There was a letter in a drawer.
Yeah.
You want to talk about
people always make mistakes in this stuff, though. That's how they always get caught, is people are always making mistakes.
And that's the thing, is that they keep digging, and that's how they found the how Pablo got the bank records is
nuts.
Crazy,
good
dude.
For him. Good for him.
That's not FOIA stuff. That's not something that's like you can just go get.
Right.
That's private information. That is not publicly accessible information. So, and that's where the Clippers released another statement after Baxter Holmes' article.
Mm. Can't wait to hear this.
And it's Steve Ballmer basically saying, we didn't know.
Just playing dumb.
You can't play dumb this long.
No, it's
not with this, like, when it just keeps going and going and going and going and going. I think in the end of this, where this ends up is Kawhi Leonard's contract is voided. That's in another. You aren't telling. Look, I don't care how sideways Uncle Dennis is.
You're telling me Kawhi Leonard's a free agent?
And guess what? Do they void his contract, which means the money?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now there's no money out there. Does he take a minimum deal to go play with
Durant or something?
Yeah, and now, what does that do to the competitive balance of the league? Like, all of a sudden, you're like,
you're opening worms here. Like, you're opening worms.
To go local.
Yeah.
What if the Blazers said,
we'll take a shot?
Dundon goes, screw it. I don't care.
Yep. I'll give him $8 million. Not even the league minimum.
They've
or whatever the veteran min is.
I think when it's all said and done, I think they've got about $5 million in space. Mm-hmm. Let's just say they're like, screw it. I'll take 50% availability for $5 million and see what the hell happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a new owner.
I mean, I think there's many owners that would do that. People that could use it.
You know what I mean? Like,
Kawhi puts you over the hump. It did it to two teams. Won titles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.